Ready to run.
Jerry, when did you last see your brother?
4 years ago.
What did he say to you then? What did you say to him? Where was it?
He was in a Missouri prison. Just ordinary talk.
You were visiting him?
Visiting.
Had he tried to escape at that time? Had he made one of his attempts?
He maybe 6 months before.
Did he feel it was hopeless that he'd have to escape in order to get out?
Oh, he seemed in pretty good spirits. He didn't seem hopeless, but he didn't talk too much to me about escaping again.
Did he ever talk to you about Martin Luther King?
No, he never mentioned his name to me.
In your whole life together, he's never mentioned him?
Never one time. Of course, we haven't been around each other that much. Did
he ever talk to you about Negroes?
No, he never did say anything about it.
Do you know whether he had any feelings about civil rights, or...?
No, he never did discuss. He had other things to talk about. He never did discuss civil rights. Down where he was at, they're segregated anyway, so he didn't come in contact with them.
Do you know whether he had any strong feelings about integration or anything?
If he did, he never did say anything about it.
What did he talk about?
Oh, I only seen him 4 times while he was down there, and he, about how things was outside, and what was I doing, and if I was going to get married, and this and that.
From what you know, Jerry, do you think that he is involved in King's killing?
I don't think he did it, and nobody else does, but it's hard to say this what the story is.
But they have his fingerprints on the gun.
Yeah, but they can't prove that gun is his. Though they said the bullet shattered, and they can't prove the bullet came on the gun. But then they say his fingerprints was on the gun, though.
But you don't think he's involved?
I don't think he was involved. I think he was used some way in it, though. I think that because, you know, of the money he spent and all that. I think his name was used, and because he couldn't turn himself in, he had so much time to do in Missouri, and I think he was implicated some way, more likely used.
Are you saying that someone paid him to pretend to be King's murderer?
Well, they had two Eric Starville Galt's within about 2 miles of each other, and they all the time, every time he goes someplace, they have another guy like him. And seems kind of strange.
Where do you think he got all this money?
That's a question I can't answer. I've thought of it a lot of times, but I can't come up with it either.
Where was he going to go from London, Jerry?
The reports is South Africa.
Why?
Because there's no extradition laws there.
If your brother has been used by somebody, as you think, would he ever implicate those people?
Nope. He'll never implicate them. He'll die with that on his... with that cigarette. Only he'll know it. Even I won't know it.
But he might be convicted for murder.
Well, he'll still, when it comes out, just one man will be tried for it. He'll be tried for it, and there won't be nobody else implicated, because whoever's in on it, if anybody was in on it, then that'll, like the inmate down Jefferson City that served time with him said he'll take it to his deathbed, and he will.
Because he's afraid?
No, he's not afraid of nobody. And there was afraid of nobody. But, that's just the way he is.
You mean he feels it's honorable not to tell?
Yes, that's the way a lot of people feel. And a lot of people don't feel that way, and a lot of people do. And that's the way he feels, and his friends, the people he, you know, his study friends.
So you feel that he's innocent, but he's been used, but he's willing to be convicted of murder.
If they can get enough proof to prove that he murdered him, it's going to be hard for them to prove it, because the gun, I don't see how they can use it, because he said they can't tell if the bullet was the one come from the gun that was dropped with his fingerprints on it. And then they're going to have more evidence than that to prove that he's guilty, or to prove that he was implicated in it.
Do you think he's the kind of man who could pull a trigger and shoot somebody?
He never did show no action towards that before. He never did. You take a person that could shoot a guy. He was convicted of armed robbery. Every time he was convicted, he never, you know, pistol whipped nobody or slapped him around. He just took the money and that was it. And if a guy was a type of guy with murdering people, and the saddest, when they get through robbing a person, and you know, they beat on him and that. But he never did show no signs of that before.
All he was interested in was the money.
Just the money, that's it.
You think that's the case this time, too?
I don't know just how he was used or how it was. Nobody will probably ever know about it. It'll probably be a secret for always.
Well, he's fighting extradition now. Do you think that he will be extradited or that he will win?
Oh, he'll be extradited, there's no doubt about that, because they'll extradite him if they have to pack him across. You know, they'll go over and take McMillan out. No, they'll extradite him, there's no doubt about that.
What will you do if he's extradited?
Go to Memphis, wherever, because that's where they'll take him.
Do you think he'll tell you the truth?
I kind of doubt if he'll tell anybody else. You know, if he definitely didn't do it, he'll tell me that, but he won't tell me, you know, the other things, how come he was used or what. But he'll tell me if he did it or didn't do it. But he won't implicate nobody else or nothing like that.
What kind of man is your brother? Describe him.
I tell you, but be honest, I don't know him too much, because the only time I seen him was when I visited him. Except the last time that I seen him, you know, when he was out, was in 1952. And I was only 52. That was about 16 years. No, I was about 16 years old or something like that. I'm 32 now. I'm hard on figuring.
Kind of personality?
Oh, he's quiet, shy, he don't bother nobody, minds his own business.
How did he begin getting in trouble then?
I don't know much about that, because when he got in trouble that I wasn't around, I was just a kid when he started that. And I was just 15 or 16 years old last time I seen him, you know, when he was out.
Why do you think he started taking that route instead of working and so on?
But to be perfectly honest, I wouldn't know. I guess one person thinks different than the other. You think, thought that was easier than working, I guess.
But as far as you know, he had no strong feeling one way or another about Martin Luther King or civil rights or Negroes?
No, I've talked to him. I've been down to see him four times, and plus the other times I've seen him. And he never did mention him. And down in Missouri, where he was at, he don't even come in contact with him, because they're in one place, you're in another place, that's segregated. And so he couldn't get no hostile feelings down there towards him, because they don't come together.
Do you think that if he would do armed robbery for money, do you think that he would actually kill somebody for money?
The only way he would, if his life was at stake himself, that's the only way he would ever do something like that. If he had to kill him to keep alive, or if he was the pressure would have to be awful great, and still I doubt if he would.
Could the pressure have been very great and applied to him in the case of Dr. King?
We're out, sure.
What?
Both of us are.
I'd like to ask a couple more questions. So, Jerry, your whole theory is that your brother was paid to implicate himself.
That's my theory.
Explain it.
I figure he was paid for his name being used, and that's as far as I think he's involved in it. I think he'll probably get off, though. I think he'll prove he's innocent, because I don't think he'll be framed for it. But I don't think they'll ever find out whoever did it.
Why would he ever take this risk?
He must have been in desperation, or his life is at stake, one or the other.
Who are these people who paid him?
I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know none of them. I wouldn't even have any idea. But they...
What kind of people do you think they are?
Well, probably some rich southerner, probably, that, you mean, pay for the, get the guy murdered. Probably some rich southerner guy. Because they had reports out, you know, read different reports and that, and they claimed that they had a bounty on his life, so I imagine he must have run into somebody, or, you know, when he escaped, somebody knew he had, that he was hot, and, he just took advantage of that point.
How do you think they would know they could trust him not to name them?
Well, all you have to do is just check, you know, back on the guy's record. And a millionaire, they got thousands of ways to check him. They had him all checked out before they used him, probably.
But everything you believe just from knowing your brother.
And from, you know, talking to him, and from what time I have been around him and that, because he always relied on me. I wrote to him every other week, and needed money, I sent him money down. He needed favors, or if I needed favors, or.
But you have not talked to him since the King assassination.
No, I haven't talked to him since then. I won't talk to him until he gets to Memphis.
Will you ask him what happened?
Naturally, I'll ask him.
What do you think he'll say?
Yeah, I think he'll tell me.
You think he will tell you the truth?
Yeah, I think he'll tell me. I don't think he'll tell me who paid him to use his name or nothing like that, but I mean, he'll tell me if he had anything to do with it, or if he was completely innocent and he just run the, you know, because he didn't want to do 18 years.
All right, one last question. You are convinced that even if he is convicted of murder, he will never reveal anybody's name?
No, like the inmate said, it was with him down there, that he'll take it to his deathbed.
Okay, thanks. That's it.